Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Let me check to see if he's still talking. All right, he finally stopped to get a breath. My God. All right, Dimitri, live and dangerously local. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And you can also hear me on the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. And so we've got a pair of Neil McCoy tickets, a big announcement this morning, pair of Neil McCoy tickets for the big show Saturday evening, Capitol Theater, a major Drusky entertainment extravaganza, and they're for you, and only for listeners of Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network and a Facebook live stream. My God, that man can talk. Never took a breath. Took a sip of coffee. But never took a breath. It's unbelievable. Just the lung capacity of Mr. Big Willie is legendary, quite frankly. All right, fine. So we've got that. Yesterday, I tried to explain as simply as I could what's really going on here with the leftists. Today's Democratic Party is controlled by the far left wing of it, the AOCs, the squad, that horrendous Palestinian woman from Dearborn, Michigan, and just that Crockett character from Texas, and just far left, hardcore George Soros types, and it's just pure evil. I try to explain to you that the Republican establishment is covering for them, because the Republican establishment continues to say we need to cut back on all the violent rhetoric. We need to cut back on calling people fascists and Nazis, because this is causing turmoil, causing people to want to kill us, and that we've got to tone down the rhetoric. And they've been talking like this for years. And the left continues to call them fascists and Nazis and then the threat to democracy and everything else. And the Republicans continue to think that this is just some great big misunderstanding, that this is just some sort of a merry mix-up, like a 1940s screwball comedy or a rom-com or something. No. I said yesterday and I say again today, and I'll continue to say this. This is not a misunderstanding on the part of the left. Today's left wing, today's Democrats. We're not talking about the Democrats who voted for Bill Clinton, or for that matter, Barack Obama, at least in his first term, when he fooled people into thinking that he was not a monster. But today's far left hardcore Democratic Party, the Antifa Party, is what it is. Antifa and Black Lives Matter, this is who and what they are. They continue to use the most hateful rhetoric that you could imagine. And the latest example of that is this guy named Jay Jones. He is a Democrat from the Commonwealth of West Virginia. He is running for Attorney General. And a couple of years ago, as an adult, he had a social media post saying that he wanted to have the Speaker of the House of Delegates in Virginia killed, and also to have his children killed. This man is running for Attorney General in one of the most important states in the nation, Virginia. It is mind-boggling what this guy posted. Not really even apologized for it, but the thing that's so interesting to me is I cannot name one Democratic politician who has demanded that he step down, that he not run for Attorney General. I can't name one. Literally, I cannot name one Democrat politician who has said this guy has got to not run. He's got to step down. This is uncalled for. This is inexcusable. This is a deal breaker. No. They still want him to run. Attorney General, can you imagine if this guy wins Attorney General for Virginia? And everyone will know that he has fantasized and publicly stated that he wanted to have the Speaker of the House in the Virginia killed and also his kids killed. Not one Democrat. I can't name one Democrat politician who has demanded that this guy step down and the Democratic Party get rid of this guy. And it shouldn't surprise you if you've been listening to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local, because I've been telling you, this is not a merry mix-up. This is not a misunderstanding. This is by design. The one thing with the left that you have to acknowledge, whether you agree with them or not, they are not stupid. These are not stupid people. They are very, very smart people. They're very evil, but they are very smart. They understand exactly what they are doing with their rhetoric. They test a lot of these different phrases and words and all that before they hand out the marching orders to everyone to be on the same same sheet here when they start talking. They want to keep using words like fascist, even though they don't even understand what it means, and Nazi and a threat to democracy and other words like that and phrases like that. Precisely to do to people what they've been doing to people, and that is to get them so agitated, so insane, that they start killing conservatives or try to kill conservatives. I try explaining that to my Republican friends, and the answer or the response that I usually get is, oh, no, and I'm paraphrasing, of course, it's a big misunderstanding that, we're all pretty much the same. We're all Americans. We are not the same with these people on the left who continue to use fascist and Nazi and everything else. We are not the same. They are using those words so that somebody will try to kill you. That's what they are doing. If you don't believe me, fine. Then why are they continuing to use those words? What other possible explanation can there be? They ain't dumb. They've seen how a lot of these people get so triggered, so worked up, and they start killing. And then you've got these judges, most of them installed by Obama, some by Biden, that barely issue any sort of punishment to some of the people with Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and really one of the worst is this another trans guy who's, I guess, now a woman, who was in the process of trying to assassinate three Supreme Court justices, United States Supreme Court justices. He wants to go now by the name of Sophie, I think. A judge just gave him a slap on the wrist. The suggested punishment is 30 years in federal prison. She gave him 8 and talked about how difficult it was for him doing the transitioning from male to female. We are not the same. You and I care about making America great again. We care about individual liberty, individual freedom. We care about all the good things that America strives to be. Today's left wing is not like us. They do not love America. They don't pretend to love America. They want to change America, the Great Reset, the globalization. Don't take my word for it. Take their word for it. Because they keep telling us this is what they want to do. They are not like us. This is not a misunderstanding. This is not miscommunication. They are saying exactly what they want to say, and for the very reason that I've already mentioned to you, and that is they want their opponents dead. Oh, you don't believe me? All right. Well, let's talk about sombreros. You know, those Mexican hats. They have the Mexican hat dance and all that. When the Democrats shut down the government, and by the way, has anybody noticed the shutdown? Everything seems to be going just fine without the government. Donald Trump brilliantly along with others with MAGA Nation, used memes of Democrats with some wearing sombreros to illustrate the point that the reason the left wants to shut down the government is because it is demanding that illegals get health care. And so there were lots and lots and lots of sombrero memes. Sombreros on the heads of Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries and on and on and on and on. The left, the people on the left, including a lot of folks in the media, were losing their minds. Well, this is unacceptable. This is racist. This is terrible. Sombreros, you know. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, fine. But not a peep regarding Jay Jones with his posts saying that he wanted the Speaker of the House, the delegates in Virginia, to be killed, and also his kids. The bottom line is this. Today's far left wing of the Democratic Party, which runs the Democratic Party, don't take my word for it, just look at Chuck Schumer, how pathetic is that? AOC has emasculated him. Today's Democratic Party cares more about sombreros in memes than it does about Jay Jones, attorney general candidate for Virginia, who posted that he wanted the speaker dead and the speaker's kids dead. They care more about sombreros than they care about this homicidal maniac. And if you don't believe me, go online, try to find any kind of quotes regarding Jay Jones, attorney general candidate, Virginia, and the killing of the speaker and his kids. But you can find lots and lots of outrage regarding sombrero memes. We are not the same. Understand who the enemy is and what the enemy is. They are not like us. They hate us. They hate what we stand for. They hate this country. That's why they want to change it. And you're in the way. And if you can think of any other reason why they continue to use fascist and Nazi and all the other hateful terminology they've been used, demonizing their political opponents, if you can think of another reason, please tell me. Yeah. Dimitri Graffiti coming up, and it's going to be, terrific. You will not be able to see it on the Facebook live stream because Facebook has essentially banned Dimitri Graffiti, but it's a great opportunity for you to call and win. I got to check and make sure all the lines are free right now. Hold on, I got to clear the lines. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. All right, fine. The lines are cleared. Your chance to win a pair of tickets for Neil McCoy, Saturday evening, Capitol Theater. You've got to come here to pick them up if you're the winner. Here on Rock Hill in Bel Air, the Womp Studios, which is now also the Big Willie 105.5 Studios on High Ridge, right across the street from the Rock Hill Presbyterian Church. Your chance to win. 15th caller wins a pair of tickets for the big Neil McCoy concert this Saturday evening at the Capitol Theater. Call now. Make sure the volume is turned down on your radio or any other device that you're using to listen to me. Make sure it's turned down. Then you call in 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. 740-325-1490. 15th caller wins and wins big. The Neil McCoy tickets are right here. I'll put them in an envelope for you. You pick them up. It's just that easy. And this is only for listeners of Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. You call in. I will ask you your name, where you're calling from, and what's up, and I'll tell you what number you are. Let's get started. Hi, welcome, Big Willie 105.5. What's your name, where are you from, and what's up?
Jennifer, I'm from Wheeling, and I'm getting ready to go to Jacob and Sons Meat Market to buy some kielbasa.
You're number one. Good luck. Big Willie 105.5, what's your name, where are you from, what are you up to? Again, if you are a deaf mute, I realize that we are ADA compliant, but if you're a deaf mute,
please do not call. I mean, if you want to, fine, but it's not going to work because we can't communicate on radio. It doesn't work that way. Are you listening? Big Willie 105.5, what's your first name, where are you from, and what are you up to?
My name's Justin. I'm from Wheeling, and I'm headed to work.
All right, you're caller number three. Big Willie 105.5, what's your first name, where are you from, and what are you up to?
I'm Amber from Wheeling and was just dropping my grandson off to school.
All right, you're caller number four. I may not be able to get through this before the commercial break, and then we got Dimitri Graffiti. Holy cow. Hi, Big Willie 105.5. What's your first name? Where are you from, and what are you up to?
Luke from Gillett, and I'm working.
You're caller number five. Good luck to you, sir. We're getting there. We may not get this thing done before the commercial break. Oh, my goodness. So if we can't get to all of them before the break, keep calling or keep holding on, and we'll get to you right after the break. And then we've got to go right into Dimitri Graffiti. We're just so jammed up with so many prizes and so much good stuff. It's unbelievable. Big Willie 105.5, what's your first name? Where are you from? And what are you up to?
Belaine. My name's Bev, and I'm from Belaine, and I'm watching you.
Hi, you're number six. Big Willie 105.5, what's your first name? Where are you from, and what are you up to?
Jessica, I'm from St. Clair, Ohio, and dropped our little one off to school.
You're number seven. Big Willie 105.5, what's your first name? Where are you from, and what are you up to?
Justin, from Wheeling, and headed to work.
You're caller number eight. We're about halfway there. And we got a commercial break coming up here, so I don't want to rush this. I do not want to rush this. I want to get this thing done and then go right into Dimitri Graffiti. So the music is going to start for going into the commercial break. Let me try if I can get just one more in. Hi, what's your first name? Where are you from? And what are you up to?
It's Amber again.
All right, she's caller number nine. All right, so we're down to the home stretch. The home stretch. For a pair of tickets, a big, big deal, this Drusky Entertainment, Neil McCoy tickets Saturday evening. The big winner will pick them up here at Rock Hill at the Big Willie 105.5 Studios. We'll finish it at the other side of